Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Rebecca Millen, M-I-L-L-E-N. Address is 830 Sherwood, S-H-E-R-W-O-O-D Way, Willows, California, 95988. Phone 530-228-1495. ID is XXX XXX 2878. Date of birth 4/19/1961. 61-year-old, married. Self-employed, USPS. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Willows Pharmacy, 530-934-7744. It is addressed to 8-A-L-I-E, Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, P-A-C, North Valley Indian Health-Willows, 207 North Butte Street, Willows, California, 95988-2803, 530-934-1641, below that 530-934-4081, parenthesis fax and parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation. With Charcot-Marie-Tooth type 1, subparagraph comorbid medical problems, hypertension, below that it should say, findings, reported findings of degenerative cervical disease with symptoms of cervical radiculopathy. Subparagraph history of lumbar spinal pain as well. Current therapy, gabapentin. Taken at the evening and bedtime with good pain management, parenthesis CMT type 1, end parenthesis. Subparagraph, medical adverse reactions. Recent reaction to therapeutic multiple vitamin with rash, end parenthesis. Dear Haley Coates and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Rebecca Millen for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. As you already know, Rebecca has a diagnosis of CMT type 1 that was made some years ago by another neurologist, new paragraph. Her symptoms of lower extremity neuromusculoskeletal pain and dysfunction have been treated with gabapentin, 1 to 2 tablets with good benefit by her report. New paragraph, she uses a CBD cream topically as well with good benefit by her report today. New paragraph, recently she's had some neck symptoms with radiation to the left upper extremity for which CT or MRI imaging was completed at Enloe Hospital. Subparagraph, we will be obtaining the reports for review and consideration for care. Subparagraph, this is reported to be due to osteoarthritis. New paragraph, she has no other unusual clinical symptoms by her report. New paragraph, she is mildly overweight and gives a clear history of dysomnia with daytime somnolence and fatigue for which home sleep testing will be completed for evaluation and consideration for further care. New paragraph, today, after our interview and examination, I am having her complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for a more comprehensive assessment of her functional capacity. New paragraph, she will return with the imaging results for review with the NIH questionnaires, and we will obtain a home sleep study for exclusion of comorbid suspected sleep disordered breathing or sleep apnea. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report when she returns in consideration for further evaluation, which may include additional laboratory testing or imaging studies, as would be indicated. New paragraph, we have discussed the possibility of doing nerve conductions and a diagnostic EMG, considering her clinical diagnosis, but I don't believe at this point that this is the primary focus of her evaluation. New paragraph, today we discussed further treatment of her type 1 CMT and with a provision to consider a program trial for new medication therapy, including naltrexone, baclofen, and sorbitol. New paragraph, I will review the availability and the indications for this therapy prior to her return in consideration for ongoing care or further referral. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.